Before we jump into today's show, I just wanted to let you know that I have got a brand new three-part audio series available to download right now. If you head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio, that's all one word, no spaces, you can download your How to Build Your Authority with Podcasting audio series. This is going to address guesting and hosting. So if you're interested in either of those and you want to know how to build your authority, head over to donnaead.com/3-part audio. The link will be in the show notes. You're listening to the Mindset and Action podcast, the place to be to grow and streamline your business. I'm your host, Donna Ead. Let's jump into the show. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. It is great to have you here for this mini Mindset Monday. And I have got not one, but two fabulous guests with me. You can find out more about them on our episode on Thursday. So do stay tuned for that. But I'm going to tell you that I have Catherine Chapman and Julie Clark, a Pilates instructor and vitality coach, and a nutritional expert in the house with me. They are also the fabulous co-hosts of the Far Too Fabulous podcast. How many times can I say fabulous in an intro? I don't know. So they are here today to talk to us about this mindset block issue that we have been covering on our Mini Mindset Mondays. So welcome to the show, ladies. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. I'm impressed you said fabulous properly each time you said it.
You've got to enunciate, ladies. Okay, so today we are talking about mindset blocks. So I would love to know from each of you, what is the biggest mindset block you have had in your business thus far, and how have you overcome it or managed it? So if we start with Julie first this time, look at that. Oh my God, what are you doing to me? If we start with Julie first, what's kind of the biggest sort of setback that you've had, that block that you've sort of struggled to get past, and how did you do that?
So the block that I've got, I'm still working on, because it's a toughie, and I'm sure lots of people will relate to it.
It's the fact
that I find it hard to delegate and let go of responsibilities to other people. So I try and do everything myself in my business, and I do a lot, but you know, my zone of genius is actually working with my clients. But I have to do all the other stuff, all the emails and the marketing and the accounts and everything else. And in the last couple of years, I have got some help now on things like social media and various admin things. I still find it difficult, but I'm also aware that I need to seriously overcome this, because to move forward and grow in my business, I can't do everything. So yeah, it's a tricky one, right?
It is a tricky one, and I suffer with exactly the same one. It's also hard to balance as well, I think, when you're in business, and not only the mental block of, you know, I can do it better, or sometimes not, you know, you can't do it better, but you want that control of it, and letting somebody else have control of part of your business that's, you know, your thing that you've created can be quite sort of tense and stressful, which is what we're talking about on Thursday, so come back for that one. But just the whole paying somebody else, it's like, if you're making a commitment to pay somebody, then you're committing that you've got to get this much money in, and if you're getting this much money in, you've got to give this much money out, and that kind of thing can also put a block there. It's just like, oh, am I going to have enough to pay that person, and is it something that's a rolling contract, or am I sort of locked in, and how many hours, and all of that stuff can really just the logistics of it just makes that block just, you know, I'll just keep it over there and I'm not going to do anything because it's just too much for my head to think about. So I completely understand that one, and I am in that boat with you. Catherine, over to you. What is the block that has got you stuck the most?
Can I just say, when Julie was talking then, all I'm thinking in my head now is, nobody does it better.
This is the problem, isn't it?
Makes me feel sad, like, for the rest.
Singing, but we are relieving our stress if we sing, so that's
there
good.
We go.
Yeah, do you often say that you need to clone yourself? I must stop saying that. I say that a lot. I need to stop it, because it's not possible and it's not helping.
How good would that be? No. Yeah. There's, I'm sure there's another song there about there only being one of us. Right.
Yeah.
So funny you should ask this, because actually we did a podcast on this that will be coming out this week. I don't know where that is in relation to this recording, but it's
maybe about 4 weeks ago, guys. Yeah, number six.
And so my block is, I've got a saying that it gets to be easy. And I want it to be easy, obviously. My, you know, my whole being wants it to be easy. Yet lots of what I do, lots of like pushing new boundaries, is hard. It's really hard. Lots of the physical stuff I do is hard, and it's getting over myself, basically, and realizing that sometimes these jobs are going to be hard, and I've still got to do them.
Okay if they are hard. The thing, it doesn't always have to be easy. We get most out of things that are a little bit harder, a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. The euphoria when you've got it and it's done is so much bigger when it's been harder. So it's a balance to be had for sure. You want to go through life with ease, but not everything has to be easy.
Absolutely. And it's the, and again, we say this so often, it's the awareness, and then it's the acceptance. And I think actually, once you've got over the fact that this is going to be, whatever it is that you're doing is going to be quite challenging, and whether it's physical, whether it's literally sat at your desk doing something, once you've got over the fact that this might be a bit tricky, often it's much simpler from then on into the whatever you're doing.
Yeah, just take the first step. Just little action steps. Love that. Thank you so much for that, ladies. I think those are both blocks that many of my listeners will be going through. And that's kind of the aim of this series, is just to show everybody that we're all human. And even though we put out all the shiny stuff on social media and say, look how fabulous it is, sometimes behind the scenes, it is not always sunshine and roses. And that's just the nature of running a business, and we're all in it together. We all go through these things. We just don't always voice them. So I really appreciate you both sharing that with our audience today.
These challenges as well don't go away as soon as we're successful. They change. And again, I think it's that awareness that we're not going to just suddenly reach the next level and all of these challenges are all going to disappear. We are just going to, find a different
level, another devil. Love it. Okay, ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We are back on Thursday with these fabulous two talking about stress management in our businesses. So do join us for that. You can find out a little bit more about them. And of course, all the links to them and their podcast will be in the show notes. So do head over and join us over in there. Thank you, ladies, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
See you on Thursday, guys. Bye for now. Don't forget to hit those stars and leave a review of the podcast where you listen if you found value in what you heard today. It's a free way you can help the podcast reach more people just like you.